Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So, Cassie, did you accidentally get insulted because of the thing the person said in itself might have been insulting, or did you interpret it as insulting?
I'm trying to check myself so I don't react with my gut reaction right off the bat. I was talking to a friend, and I was just telling her how I am lifting weights now and going on some walks daily, or not daily. I'm trying to go on more walks. Just to be a little more active, I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and things like a 40-minute walk or weightlifting is actually really beneficial for my body to regulate this condition, which has a ton of side effects. So, you know, over the past year, I've been really making a lot of small changes to try and mitigate the side effects of this, and this is one of them. And you know, I was like, I'm trying to be more active. I'm not going to like Orange Theory and busting out high intensity workouts or anything like that, but I'm trying to be more active.
I'll take you to the gym. We could be swole mates.
Ooh, I don't think I can keep up with you yet. Give me 6 months okay. To get to like a place where I won't be embarrassed when you're like, you're such a noob. And I'll be like, I'm at this for 6 months already.
I just wanted to say swole mates.
You're my swole mate. We'll compare muscles. And so she's like, I think that's really great, which, you know, being supportive, she goes, you've been pretty sedentary, so this will be a really great change for you. And I was like, I don't think I've been sedentary. And I said that, and she goes, well, you have. And I was like, no, listen, I'm not trying to say by any stretch of the imagination that I've been working out. I don't even consider these going on works and like lifting weights working out. Like, it's just some extra exercise. And I'm not even trying to say I've been exercising. But with two young kids, I'm like, when you call me sedentary, I'm not sitting at home on the couch all day. I'm running after kids at playgrounds. I am like, we don't have a cleaning service, so I'm vacuuming, I'm mopping. I'm just cleaning, you know, like scrubbing toilets, scrubbing showers. These aren't things that I am conflating with working out. Let me be absolutely clear. But when I hear sedentary, I think of you're sitting on the couch all day watching Netflix, maybe eating a tub of ice cream, whereas I'm clocking 3 to 5 miles every single day without going on these daily walks, which I think is a lot of walking around the house, 3 to 5 miles.
Is that an accurate statistic, 3 to 5 miles?
Well, that's what my Apple Watch
really?
Is telling
okay.
me.
I'm all telling right. you right now, it is... impossible for a mother to be sedentary. It's not even like, no, it's humanly impossible for a mother to be sedentary.
My mom did it.
An active mother. You should add that.
A loving, a caring, an involved. It is absolutely impossible for an involved mother to be sedentary.
Because I'm just like, you know, and it's things, and I feel so stupid saying it, and this is why I didn't get into it with my friend, because I'm like, oh, like if I do 3 loads of laundry in a day, like bending down, picking up the laundry, pulling the basket, which is kind of heavy, upstairs. It's not exercise, and I'm not trying to say it is, and I don't want to get into that fight with her, but I'm just trying to say, like, hey, I'm not sedentary, and I'm kind of not, I'm not offended, but it was like, it diminished everything that I do on a daily basis by calling me sedentary, and I think it really struck with me, because I've always felt like I don't have time to work out, because I'm so busy doing stuff around the house and looking after the kids, and so when she says sedentary, to me, it implies, like, I could have been working out, but I just sat around instead, and I'm finally getting to it. Whereas our schedules have changed with our children, and so now I actually have a little bit of time where I can hit the office gym before I pick up my daughter from school. So I'm doing that, and it just really, like, it really frustrated me, and I don't know how to, I don't want to get into a fight with her, and I don't want to overreact, and I don't want to be like, oh no, I'm totally fit and healthy, because I'm not fit, like, but I'm active, and moms are active, and I don't know how to get across that, like, labor around the house and chasing after kids is tiring, and it's real work, and it's active time.
So I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. So I do think that the word sedentary. I can't even say it. Sanitary? You're very sanitary.
Yeah.
I think it is a bit off-putting, but if you focus on what she's saying, at this point right now, your health is not where it should be. So what do we have to do to get you to a healthy place? And that means exercising more. When she used that word, which I clearly can't pronounce, when she used that word, it was so off-putting, but at the end of the road, what she's saying is you need to move more.
Yeah, and I mean, she's not wrong, and I agree with her, and I appreciate that support from her, but I guess the word to me painted, like, does she have this image of me that is completely inaccurate? Like, and it feels, it doesn't feel like she's judgy, but in my head, I'm like, if I'm calling someone sedentary, like, I'm like, oh, you're just sitting on your butt all day. You're not doing anything.
So let me try to tie two things in together here, and I'm asking you the question here, because I listened to you when we were talking about discrimination against people that are overweight. You've said that to me that, look, it's not the same as being a short guy, because I'm not being judged every second of the day. So do you feel, because you've labeled yourself as overweight, it's not a word I throw around, that when she used that word on you, you felt judged because you have thought that was your thought process your entire life?
Yeah.
Like you're being judged when you're eating. You're being judged when you're walking.
That's exactly it, because sedentary to me equates to laziness, and a lot of people think fat people are just lazy. And so I'm like, how am I lazy if I'm clocking 3 to 5 miles a day without the exercise? So you're right. So, and that's why I didn't react. So I'm like, I'm sure there's some bias inside that's really making me like super react to this, but man, don't call a mom sedentary. Just don't.
An involved mom.
Yeah.
Bart's mom, you can call her sedentary. Yeah.
She won't remember anyway. She got dementia.
Call her whatever you want.
The Bert Show.